Tennessee's offer of free college isn't available to one part of the population, inmates. WPLN's Shalina Chatlani reports now state leaders are being called on to expand Tennessee scholarships for this group.
In 1994, the federal government banned inmates from receiving the Pell Grant, one of the main forms of financial aid. That has made it difficult for this population to earn a degree. And Molly Lasagna, the director of an organization that funds degrees for prisoners, says Tennessee's free college initiatives aren't offered to people behind bars either.
Tennessee Reconnect is considered what's called a last dollar scholarship. And what that means is it's only available for folks once they've sort of gone through all these other avenues to get aid. And the big one is Pell.
Close to 25,000 people in the state are incarcerated, and only about 600 are enrolled in some form of college. That works out to about 2%. Now the Tennessee Department of Correction wants to push that enrollment rate up to 10%. They agree there's a need for more state assistance. And the official in charge of the department's rehabilitation program said at a recent panel he hopes the state's new governor will be open to giving inmates more educational aid. Governor-elect Bill Lee has said he wants to reduce the state's recidivism rate and focus on vocational training. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chatlani.